Thanks for coming in, Coach. If you want to go ahead and start with an opening statement, then we'll go on to questions.
Well, let me start by congratulating Phoenix. They have an absolutely terrific team. Just great players, very well coached. Did what they had to do tonight in crunch time. I think we tied it up, and they hit some big shots, did some big things, and you know they've had a great season. I thought we played about as well as we could play. I thought there were a couple times that we missed some shots that maybe could have helped us win the championship, but they didn't fall down for us. But we've had a great season. We're still absolutely thrilled to be a part of a great WNBA Finals, and we'll regroup, and hopefully this time next year we'll get us a trophy instead of Phoenix.
Again, if you have a question, please raise your hand and we'll come to you with the microphone, and then please state your name and affiliation.
Michelle Smith, Fan House. Lynn, where were the missed opportunities in this game?
Well, we just missed, again, too many open shots. We missed six free throws. You know, in a game like this, they hit 24 out of 25. We are 14 for 20. You know, you have to, every point is gold. Every layup is gold. Every wide open three is gold. They hit 10 threes, we hit six. I thought we got some great looks. We missed a layup there at the end that, you know, that was important to us. We just didn't hit enough shots. But I thought we did what we needed to do to get good shots. I thought we got good help off the bench. I was really pleased with the play of Davenport off the bench, Brianne January. But at the end of the day, you got to knock down some more shots. I'm sure about, by the end, I mean, we're close, but we just got to knock down those open shots.
Next question. Side of Seth.
Seth Pollock, SB Nation. Coach, talk about the adjustment you made coming out of the half. They had a big second quarter.
Well, we I don't think we really, we substituted some there in the second quarter, and I have to accept responsibility for that. I think we had some momentum, and when we started subbing a little bit, we lost some of that momentum. And, you know, looking back, I'm probably going to kick myself in the that I subbed, but I knew it was going to be a long, hard-fought game, and I was trying to get some rotation going there, and I thought that we lost some of our momentum there, and they really kind of went on a run there, so I thought that was part of that problem. But I thought our defensive game plan was good. I thought we did what we wanted to do. At the end of the day, you have to give credit to Kathy Condesher. She stepped up and hit some big, big long-range shots with very few seconds left on the clock. And that's a sign of a champion.
And I was going to ask about those two threes from Tangela at the top of the arc. Were those defensive breakdowns?
Absolutely. There's no way in this world Angela Smith should have a wide open three. You know, it was a, you're not going to play a perfect game defensively, but you never leave Tangela. You never, ever leave her if you can help it. And it could have happened that, you know, there was just a mental breakdown there. But she hurt us last game, and she hurt us a little bit. She didn't get as many threes tonight, but she hurt us. But I thought at the end of the day, some of the Kathy shots in crunch time really were tough for us. When we defended her really well, you know, she's running around, and she just rises up and hits a big shot.
Go ahead, Lee.
Coach Michaels, I'm looking for us. You know, Katie Douglas and Brianne, I haven't seen the final box yet, but I know that it must have shot much better.
Brianne shot better, but Katie still struggled a little bit from the field. She was 4 for 14 and 1 for 9 from the three-point line, which is really uncharacteristic for her.
And I guess my question is, when it came down to crunch time there, do you think some of that tentativeness about shooting or the hesitancy to be...
Well, I thought there was a time there where Katie hesitated there. In crunch time, she had a wide-open three, and you saw her hesitate. And you just can't happen. You know, if you're open, you got to shoot it.
Next question, back to Michelle.
Can you just talk about Tamika's series after Russ started that first game that she did?
Well, the good news is she started out the first game with some foul trouble that disrupted her rhythm. Since then, she was not in foul trouble, and I think she's had a tremendous, tremendous finals. You know, not offensively, defensively, rebounding, steals, you know, just the heart and soul of this team. You know, no one has greater will than she does. But at the end of the day, Phoenix has got a great team, too, and they've got a lot of great players, too. I was really pleased with the series the Catchings had.
Back to Lee for one last question.
Coach, can you talk a little bit about the effect of the foul trouble on Ebony Hoffman, and also, along with that, Jessica Davenport probably had one of her best games this season.
Well, I was very concerned with some of the fouls that were happening out there. I don't want to get a $10,000 fine or whatever it is, but I thought there were some times where we didn't get some calls that we deserved with people coming over the back, and I think there were some holding calls. And I thought Ebony kind of lost her poise a little bit there when the call went the other way, but that happens in a game. You have to keep your poise. I thought we fought back, though. It was a time there where we let the officiating maybe get to us a little bit, and then we closed the gap again. Davenport, wow, I put her in, and she just went to town down there in the paint. Really did a super job, and that bodes well for us in the future.
Coach Dunn, thanks again.
Congratulations. Very welcome. Again, congratulations to Phoenix. They played a great series.